Welcome back to Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Wednesday, December 3rd, 2008, one night before Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football. It always
throws a monkey wrench in
fantasy
things.
Football out of whack.
Doesn't it? I had to sit here and spend 45 minutes today making sure that I did or didn't want guys starting on Thursday.
And do you or do you not want
I have no idea. I went so fast through my 10 teams. That it was just look at the team, look at the players, and I really just basically did a flyby on my rosters.
Sometimes
I didn't even look at if I had Thursday players.
You have to do a flyby, but you should know if you have Thursday
you
players.
You should, but
well, first
I didn't
of
even
all,
have time.
You shouldn't have any Oakland Raiders on your team. So
okay, there you go.
But you should, if you have some Chargers, you got to make sure they're starting. Or
and
not
there are
starting.
Chargers. In the case of, as you'll get to in my flicks, there's a Charger,
there
too.
There you go. Episode 2.20, Week 14 is here. Playoffs are about to begin.
Playoffs?
Playoffs begin in some leagues.
Oh,
who start
sorry.
In Week 14.
I'm thinking NFL still.
No, fantasy playoffs. Fantasy football. No. Fantasy
dude,
playoffs.
I've got it in my notes. So here's what I've got. I've got League 1. I'm one game back. League
We're
4.
We're not going to go
playoffs.
League
No,
by
I'm just
league.
Saying. League 5, I'm already in the playoffs. League 10, one game back, tied for the wild card. League 11, one game back, must win this week, and so-and-so must lose. I've got my little notes in my little
That's
cheat
good.
Sheet.
You should have all of
You should
of
know
that
your
stuff.
Situations
you
because this is it.
It's final
it's
week.
Comes down to this.
Final week before the playoffs. As I said, in some leagues, playoffs begin this week.
Our money one, for some reason, they'd like to go to week 17. I don't know why.
They do.
Which is kind of wacky because it really does affect your draft. You've got to think about who's going to be playing at the end and who's going to be just kind of on autopilot, and that would be the Tennessee
it's
Titans
very,
and
very
the New York Giants possibly, yes. depending on how the next
I have
go.
Lobbied to cut that to cut that out.
Well, you know what I'm lobbying for?
Yeah.
Is I'm just not playing anymore.
Well, there you go. I figured that was the case.
Well, when I didn't win a single week, point wise, I think I won four games.
Well, that's
out of the 12. I mean, and I had to go on a 3-game winning streak to do that.
To get four games.
And all those are 70 points to 68 kind of wins. The big, strong, bold ones.
Well, we should say real quickly, the Naz is enjoying holiday festivities and will not be joining us. So as we get back in a moment, we'll give you some NFL news, some injuries, suspensions, and give you Jeff's and my clicks and fleeks. Fleeks.
Fleeks.
For week
Fleeks
14.
Fleeks the cat.
That's right, and that'll come up in a moment.
Championship.
Bringing fantasy football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Hey-wah. All right, Jeffrey, so the fleeks that I was talking about,
fleeks.
that's a new thing. I know.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't get the memo.
It's the clicks, flicks, and fleeks.
Fleeks.
And the fleeks.
Fleeks
I've got
are basically all players that resemble Felix the Cat that you want to have on your roster.
There's not very many of them.
You don't want to start
unfortunately.
Them. Do you remember this apology that you had about to cats everywhere?
Lately, we've been really
a little harsh.
Harsh on kitty cats.
A little harsh.
I mean, I don't think kitty cats want to be associated with the franchise
so
from
it's not
Detroit.
Fair to cats.
No, it isn't. I mean, I had a cat stop me in the street the other day.
He was just pissed.
He's like, I don't want to be associated with Detroit.
I'm tired of your nonsense, man. I'm going to claw your eyes out.
I was like, all right.
That is a true story, by the way. The cat did stop me in the street.
Yeah,
I mean,
sorry.
They stare you down.
He did. And he's like, man, I ain't from Detroit, and I don't want to be associated with them.
Stop doing that rawr nonsense. Pick a different animal.
We don't play.
Sick of it.
I was like, well, you're the closely related to lions, so I'm sorry.
Well, pick a Bengal tiger.
And he said, well, so are mountain lions. I was like, okay, enough. There you go. The big story.
Yeah.
In the National Football League, Plastico Burress.
Dominating the news.
Yes, you know, apparently.
I rolled my way into a sports facility today, and on the TV, nice and big, was Eli Manning.
Well, all we're going to say on the fantasy show is drop him. Right now, he is done for the season. He's not going to be able to help you. He's not even worthy of just sitting on your bench. Go out, if you can, and get Dominic Hickson. He is the player who is going to benefit most from the departure of Plaxico Burress. He's going to take his spot on the roster.
And frankly, you will only see a drop off of 1 or 2 points.
Yeah. He has been already playing well, and
he proved himself last year. This is a non issue.
Probably available in the majority of leagues out there.
Well, none of mine, because I grabbed him last when the second Plaxico went down.
Also, probably what you're gonna see is tight end Kevin Boss. He'll likely see more
just
red
like,
zone looks.
Just like when Jeremy Shockey went down. People are like freaking out that the Giants, oh my gosh, no one can replace Jeremy Shockey. Yes, no one plays with his intensity and his insanity.
Right.
But there are guys that can catch balls and get open.
And probably the biggest benefactor, yes, is going to be Amani Toomer. He's already seen his share of targets. He's going to see more targets. And he's scored in each of the last two games. So
it's not a tumor.
It is not a tumor. It is
Amani Toomer.
Yes, Amani Toomer. So that's all we're going to say about Plaxico. If you really want to know what Jeff and I think of the boobery that was Plaxico Burress, go and listen to last night's NFL Rants and Rave
First
show.
First 20 minutes of the show
was
dedicated.
All about that.
And we ain't going through it on the fantasy show because it's about fantasy football here.
So what
are the implications? We just told you. Dominic Hixon, Kevin Boss. You know, that's about it.
The National Football League has suspended 6 players. Most of them were defensive players.
So it could affect your IDP leagues.
If you're an IDP, if you are the owner of running back Deuce McAllister, that's going to hurt you. And here's the deal, though. All of these players have filed for an appeal in federal court to basically stop the suspension from happening. I don't know if they've got a leg to stand on, but you should know by Friday whether these players are going to be available to not available to you or not. Once again, running back Deuce McAllister, and on the defensive side of the ball, if you do play in IDP leagues, defensive end Charles Grant and defensive end Will Smith. For Minnesota, defensive tackle Kevin Williams and defensive tackle Pat Williams, and then the Houston Texans, Brian Pittman, he's just a long slapper, so he probably shouldn't be on your roster anyways. But Deuce McAllister is the one that you really should look out. If you do own the New Orleans Saint running back there, you should probably be very, very wary if you're thinking about starting him. In New Orleans, basically what that means is that running back Pierre Thomas is going to take
And he was already a great player.
Right, he was already over Deuce.
Dude, he gets me 12, 14 points a week almost every week in the one team
Pierre
I got
Thomas
him on.
Is a good play. So,
and his numbers are just going to go up. There. He could actually start to hit the 20 digits.
The Houston Texans are reporting that quarterback Matt Schaub.
Schaubalicious.
His knee is healthy enough to back up Sage Rosenfels.
Oh, they're not giving him the start.
No, he's not starting. He's still
interesting.
Going to. But he's going to suit up, though.
Well, he suited up last week and said that he could have
suit up
played
again
if he
this
had
year.
To this year.
I mean, next week. Also, in Buffalo, the Trent Edwards watch, we don't know whether he'll be available to play in Miami.
They're still talking about him as a game-time decision.
The game-time decision. So
now, Reggie Bush, however, who is off the injury report this week, plans to play an actual full game in Week 14 after seeing just 8 touches last Saturday.
There you go.
Sunday.
If you were the owner of any quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, I'm sorry for you, but you should know that Brady Quinn and Derek Anderson.
You shouldn't have had any of them on your team anyway.
Derek Anderson are on the IR now officially, and their tight end, Kellen Winslow Jr., has suffered a high ankle sprain and will not be available this week when they play the Tennessee Titans.
Steven Jackson, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Rams plan to increase his workload in Week 14. His quad had limited him in practice on Wednesday, but he will likely practice in full by Friday and is almost certain to start his second straight game. And that's good news for Rams fans because it's possible that they'll, get a touchdown or something, which would be cool.
The Dallas Cowboys are reporting that Marion Barber and linebacker DeMarcus Ware have yet to practice this week.
Yep.
They are day-to-day. If you talk to Jerry Jones, the owner, he says both of them are going to play Sunday against the Pittsburgh
Jerry
Steelers.
Jerry Jones. It's not his body out there, last I checked. It's his wallet out there.
It is his wallet
And
out
you know
there.
What I find about wallets? They're far more resilient than the human body.
but in an interview with Marion Barber, yesterday, he did say that he feels like he will go. However, you should watch those situations because they are both day to day.
Yeah, you're going to basically, I mean, once you get through tomorrow night's game, which, boy, what a dog of a game. I feel really badly for NFL Network. Unless you are pathetically NFL-oriented like Steven and I.
Yes.
Which I am looking forward to this game.
Have you switched to Oakland?
No, oh, shut up.
I was just wondering.
I protocol requires that I call you and notify you prior to kickoff.
Yes.
And you have not received a phone call, have you?
I have not.
Then that question is irrelevant and moot. Okay. So my point is simply that those of us who are NFL fanatics find the worst football games interesting because yes. I like to see why a team is so bad.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Houston-Jacksonville game the other night. I was so glad that was on because I wasn't distracted by any other games, and I could really go, what on earth is going on here besides the injuries, obviously?
Yes.
Why are these teams struggling so badly?
They did struggle.
And, you know, and we're going to get the same opportunity tomorrow with the Chargers and the Oakland Raiders.
In that Monday night game, and then there was an explosion with, like, 4 minutes left in the game of points being scored. Because it looked like the defense has just said, beep it.
You actually beeped
it. I did.
It.
Beep it. That's basically, they were just like, you know, I mean, Steve's, yeah, that's exactly what they did.
I need to get you the beep sound.
Yes, you do. And
they
do
just
it again.
Said,
it. And that's exactly what the defense did. And then there was like just a flurry of scoring, and it ended 30-17. But that game was 7-0 at half.
Yeah, no, but again, I really enjoyed it. You know, there's those of us with that illness, and it's a degenerative illness because it does start to affect and erode your quality of life.
All right, Jeffrey, on the Pittsburgh Steelers front,
ship all banged up.
They are ship all banged up. Ben Roethlisberger tweaked his knee today at practice. They were practicing
to go along with the shoulder, to go along with the back, to go along with the elbow.
Else. He left practice 25 minutes early after tweaking his knee. He tried to roll out.
I heard he was going to go see Bolt, and it started early.
Is that what it was?
It wasn't,
he wanted to leave early.
It wasn't an injury, actually. He wanted to get a good seat.
AP is reporting, and that's the Associated Press.
No, not Adrian Peterson. Man, you say AP around. Every fantasy owner's ears perk up. AP? AP?
No,
what about AP?
AP is reporting the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though they are reporting that Willie Parker is closer to 100%, they are still going to rely on the two running back system using both Willie Parker and Mwelde Moore. So,
why not? I mean, you got two good backs.
I'm just telling you.
I know.
I'm just reporting the facts.
Yeah, no,
here.
And it's totally relevant to fantasy owners.
Mike Tomlin said Willie Parker continues to get better. And although we've seen him, we haven't been able to see him practice fully. He is expected to play Sunday when the Steelers host the Dallas Cowboys. So you will see Mwelde Moore likely get outside carries and go back to his third down role and maybe come in for a series or two.
Can I throw something else out there?
Sure.
In the to-be-considered department as you set your rosters for this final week of the season.
Yes.
And hopefully are playing for something beyond spoiler. But if you are playing for spoiler, spoil well.
Yes.
Okay. I'm planning on taking
Go
down some people.
I'm
taking
spoiling.
Some people down. I actually went out and acquired a kicker.
Yeah.
That I just thought would get me two extra points.
Right.
And it's like I'm doing everything I can to ruin his season
in the league with a buddy. I'm out of the playoffs already. In that
sure.
In that
but that's what I'm talking
and,
about.
This,
I went out and picked up
week.
A kicker off
no,
waivers.
I'm out of the playoffs. Have no shot. But.
I knew I could upgrade.
I put up 138 points on
him
last week.
Oh, yeah.
And he is in my division, and he's fighting for the top spot.
Free falling.
And so he just sends me an email. Thanks for the help, buddy.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah, it's funny. Had my players been healthy, I believe I would have been scoring 139 points
all
year.
Week,
yeah, exactly. But they just now came healthy, and last week was a booyah game. And I feel sorry for him because
that's
I
weird.
Think
we're
I
scoring down
out.
So much that fantasy scoring was up last week. That is kind of an anomaly. Anyways, the point I wanted to make for everybody who is putting their rosters together for this week 14 of the NFL season, last week for many in fantasy football before the playoffs begin, Remember, Buffalo Bills playing a home game. The home game is being played at the Rogers Center in Toronto.
In Toronto.
In a dome. So for Miami, Miami is not traveling to sub-freezing weather to play a football game in the snow, okay? Remember that. That is totally relevant for you owners of Ricky Williams and some of the other guys.
Ronnie
that are
Brown.
Ted Ginn, whoever it is that you may be starting. Don't expect their numbers to drop off at all. If anything, they're going to be on a fast track indoors, and it's a game that doesn't favor Buffalo as much. They're not going to have as many of their fans make the trip just across Lake Erie.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. I got a little background on this story. We'll get into this more tomorrow night in the preview show. Mr. Rogers, Mark Rogers or Mike Rogers, who aka of the Rogers Center, which used to be the Toronto Sky Dome, he is the one who so passionately wants the Buffalo Bills. I should say wanted the Buffalo Bills to come to Toronto and to play in the Rogers Center
because
as permanent residents because he wants the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, and
he wants to purchase the team.
Yeah, and that's cool and everything like that. He died 2 weeks ago. Nice. So his dream of seeing a regular season NFL game in his stadium, he died 2 weeks before.
Whoa,
that sucks.
That does.
So anyways, not to bring down the room or anything like that, but
thank
just
you.
A little interesting tidbit.
Thank you for bringing the
on
room
that.
Down.
I was saying, Miami's playing in a dome. They're not playing at what do they call that place up there in Buffalo? The come on.
Edward James Stadium?
Edward Jones Dome?
No,
Edward Jones Stadium. No, they have the name of the town or something. They always call it Union Park or something like that.
Where the Bills play.
Yeah, where Buffalo plays.
They play in Buffalo.
Yeah, no. Okay,
Wilson Stadium.
Ralph Wilson
Stadium.
Yes. But they call it, there's a nickname for the region.
Okay.
That it's just not coming to me.
No,
so let's move on,
coming
shall
to
we?
Me either. Is there any other information that you know?
Aside from Corin Robinson was held out of Wednesday's practice on the Seattle end, and Mac Hasselbeck's back is bothering him still for the Seahawks. So that's more of the same.
Yes.
More
of the same there for the poor Seahawks. They've just been killed.
Well, you know, we said it, and I ranted on it last night. I have had innumerable emails from people saying, what's wrong with this team? What's wrong with this team? What's wrong with this team? The answer 9 times out of 9 is injuries. Occasionally, it is really crappy coaching, and sometimes it's just guys who aren't really giving it their all. But for the most part, you're talking about injuries, and that's certainly the case in Seattle. Although the hot play right now in Seattle is their tight end. Who seems to be getting an awful lot of catches. Yeah. I don't have his name.
John Carlson,
man. Yeah. He is just lighting things up and giving a little ray of hope to a very bleak Emerald City.
Very, very bleak Emerald City, Jeffrey. And just so that I can kind of tease it a little bit for you.
Yes, you're going to tease me. Tease me.
He is going to be my click this week at the tight end position.
I thought I had him. Oh, I didn't get to my tight ends because I ran out of time.
There you go.
Gosh,
so
darn it.
I just got him.
You jerk.
I'm kind of pimping it up.
There
you
jerk.
Go. So,
you stole
let's
right
get
up
to
from
it.
Underneath my
clicks
nose.
Clicks and flicks, and we'll start
wait
with that
minute.
Click,
if
click,
we're starting
click,
with the clicking, and then we got to get him to the click, 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 click. Click. About you, but I kind of do a bopping thing.
Yeah,
when that.
Yeah, okay.
I do the white boy bop.
Click, click, click.
I do.
We're gonna start with clicky clickies, and we'll start with the quarterback position. Jeffrey, why don't you give it a go?
All right, I'm clicking Tyler Thigpen. Now you're like, whoa, hold on there, Tex.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he's in the bottom. Yeah, I always look at it this way. Most teams are made up of 12 team leagues.
Yes,
most leagues are. And so if you're below number 12 on the pecking order, then you should never be a click, okay? And so he comes in ranked about number 22nd as far as points per week for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
He's fallen on hard times the last few weeks after being the really hot guy, and he struggled against the Raiders, but I believe it was the Raiders' pass defense has just been improving week after week after week. I think they're coming into their own. And Denver is going to be a great opportunity for him to get his game back on track, get his mojo going, and he's going to be throwing some nice deep balls against a very, very weak Denver
secondary.
So
you don't believe what Denver did last week against Favre and the Jets? It was a mirage?
I believe.
It was an illusion?
Look, Denver went and lost to Oakland, and then they beat the Jets. Yeah. And the Jets lost to Oakland. And then went and beat
the Tennessee Titans and gave them their first loss.
It's like, dude, there's certain math that just doesn't equal. A plus B equals C. C plus B doesn't equal A, though, necessarily. And so, no, I suspect that Denver's going to come back to earth. They have very little to play for. They have already essentially locked up the AFC worst. You'd like to keep winning, and Mike Shanahan wants his guys to keep winning, but the fact is this team isn't very good, and especially on the defensive side, I don't think 1 week represents a fix. And so I'm saying Tyler Thigpen, he's one of those guys that is very low in the rankings, and so I think he's a good guy to go out there and find, and you still may be able to grab him off of waivers somewhere.
Well, I mean, I could go easy this week. I could say Brett Favre is going to rebound.
Start Drew Brees.
And start Brett Favre against the San Francisco 49ers. But I'm not going to do that. But should you have Brett Favre, you should start him.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you're looking for a quarterback play and you need some points, I am going to point the finger and click Gus Frerotte.
Gus Frerotte.
He gets the honor to play indoors and against the Detroit Kitty Cats. And I expect him to throw for multiple scores, multiple touches, and I expect upwards in the high teens.
How did he get 16 points against the Bears?
Yeah, and he's going to get
Dang.
Like 18, 19, now, 20 against
now
the Lions.
Now he's at Detroit, which means we know that he prefers life inside a dome.
Yes.
And
I tell you, most of those points came on that 99-yard touchdown pass to Bernard
Berry. Oh, yeah. God, that was a good pass.
That was a great pass.
He threw it how many yards in the air? 54
yards?
58 yards
in the air.
Yes.
Dang!
Yeah. I mean, it's not
impressive.
John Elway, but it's getting there.
That's pretty impressive.
For somebody his age, especially, still only owned in 30% of ESPN's
leagues. That's what I'm saying. Gus Frerotte should be out there. He's going to have a field day against the Detroit Lions and get you some good points.
Now, here's what Espen says in response to you.
Yes.
Most quarterbacks, when up against the Lions, become very attractive fantasy starts. That's not the case for Gus. For one, the Lions are actually far better against the pass than you might think. 19th in the NFL.
Because everybody runs on them so well that you don't got to throw the ball against them.
And
but
secondly, the Vikings are going to run Adrian Peterson well all day.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I believe the Minnesota Vikings have aspirations to make the playoffs.
They do.
And Adrian Peterson needs a little rest.
Just a little bit.
He
and that's why I think
his brains out last week to get those games. And let me tell you, if you've got a chance to play easier, to lighten up a little bit, AP could certainly use a little bit of rest.
Yeah, I expect. I do think AP will get his touches. But I think they're going to let Gus do some things.
Yeah, they're saying Gus just going to hand it off. They got him with 9 points. I'm with you on that one, Miranda. I don't see it. I think Gus just going to throw why not? I mean, you've got two great wide receivers there that are very capable, and you've got Detroit secondaries that are they're good. They're not good. They're okay.
Yes.
19th, mind you, in the NFL puts you in the bottom half. It means that most of the teams are better than you because there's 32 teams. Half would be 16.
That you should know, the Detroit Lions, as well as Seattle Seahawks and St. Louis Rams, have been eliminated from the playoff contention. Those guys are playing what Deion Sanders calls U-Haul games.
U-Haul games.
They're ready to pack the U-Haul and get out of Dodge.
They may have actually packed them already.
They may be packed. You're right. So, and Detroit is one of those teams, the U-Haul games.
Detroit is not going to win a game, by the way. Not that anyone cares, but that you heard
it
here first.
We got the 0-16 watch on our website.
We do, we do, we do.
And it's right now at 0-12.
Soon to be 0-13 in a theater and driving near you.
Near you. There
check
you go.
Local showtime.
Let's go running backs.
I think it's your turn to start, but you got a hiccup going there. So I'm going to running back Arizona's Timmy Hightower. Again, somebody you can still possibly even find out on waivers. Versus St. Louis should be a great way to get him some big monster numbers. He has not been very effective the last few weeks, but this is his week to finally go absolutely bananas and be the man that he is supposed to be there in Arizona.
All right, well, I'm going to surprise you, I think, maybe a little bit with my pick
here. He only
had
3 points last week against Philly. But, man, this week's going to be St. Louis. He's like, hee-haw.
Well, this week I am clicking Kansas City Chief running back Larry Grandmama Johnson.
I remember him. He used to be really good.
Well, the last time he played Denver back in week two.
Did he school him?
He just 199 yards and 2 touches. I think he's going to – he's not going to duplicate that feat, but he will go over 100 yards and get in the end zone at least one time. Larry Johnson will be a good play if you're looking for a running back this week.
Now, I'm trying to find Larry Johnson. Johnson.
He's down there.
I got Chris Johnson. There's too many Johnsons.
There are.
You know, he's not in the first page of the scoring leaders.
There you go.
I have to go into the
next
page.
Remember, he was suspended for several games, and then he didn't play for a few
games.
There
he is. So let's look at that. And, wow. At Buffalo, he got 10 points. At Oakland, he got 15 points. And now he's going to Denver. I would look for 17 points,
maybe closer to 18, 19.
You know what? I think there's a very reasonable chance Kansas City beats Denver.
It's possible.
I mean, my gosh, they've got the combination of the kid wide receiver and then they got Larry Johnson's experience at running back, and they got the Thigpen Pigpen at quarterback. And
I don't know if I'm
going to
go that far.
Coach.
I'm not going to go that far, but I do think that Kansas City's going to put up some points.
It's going to be a good game.
All right, let's move to L wide receiver.
Did I get my running back? Yeah, I did. Yes, Tim Hightower. Did. Okay, wide receiver.
I'll go first this time.
Likely
and
you did last.
Thank you very what?
No, I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. So I get I go
bad.
First.
Slap
two
my
in a row.
Slap it. Just
there
slap
you
it.
Go. Slapped.
Ow.
I'm going to go with. Let me look at.
He's making up as he goes, folks.
No,
he's been playing hurt. He's been playing sick.
I am playing sick.
He's got the sick thing. My mom's got the sick thing. You guys must.
All right, I'm gonna go on. I'm gonna go out here. I'm gonna say Amani Toomer, New York Giants.
What?
He is going to just come out against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Not a tumor.
And he's gonna say, you know what? We don't need that other dude that shoots himself in the thigh. Harris Smith.
Harrison Smith. There was a little resemblance to Plaxico Burress. I don't know what it was.
It was
the double S. There was something that was rather Plaxico Burress.
I thought it was Harris Smith.
It might be. I'd have to look at the show notes from last night where I documented every nuance of this story.
So Amon Toomer will definitely. He's been scoring too. So. I think that he's being very underrated by most folks in fantasy football. Start him if you got him. He will get in the end zone and get you close to 100 yards.
Start him if you got him.
All right, who's your wide receiver?
My wide receiver on the clicking side of the fence is none other than Denver's Eddie Royal versus Kansas City. This game should be a shootout, so I look for 100-plus yards and a score from Eddie Royal. And I think although he's not there in your top 5, top 10, this is one of those games that he will finish in the top 5, top 10 for the week.
Okay.
So I'm loving me some Eddie Royal this week.
Loving him some Eddie Royal. Tight ends that we're going to be clicking. I'm going to go and say Carlson, John Carlson of the Seattle Seahawks. He is going to be playing against the New England Patriots. And most people would say, ooh, that's a pretty tough matchup there, Steven. But the New England Patriots have been giving up a lot of yardage via the air. And for some reason, the tight end seems to be very sneaky against the New England Patriots. I expect them to get close to 100 yards and get into the end zone one time.
Okay, Do I dare?
Do it.
I got a sleeper alert.
Uh-oh.
Zach Miller.
Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raider. Now, we don't, we generally, I clicked him a couple weeks ago and it worked out okay. Well, if 6 points is okay, and 6 points ain't bad for a tight end, but this play against San Diego, I really do believe that this is a plane crash that you're watching happen in slow motion in San Diego.
Really?
And I do believe, although I did pick them to win tomorrow night, it was really just because logic says you have to.
Right.
But if I went with my heart, I would say that Oakland is going to beat San Diego and San Diego.
Oakland's bad.
Because you're looking at a first worst kind of situation here that is that bad down in San Diego.
Okay.
And maybe it's wishful thinking because I want to see Norv Turner thrown out of the boat as fast as possible. And I want to see AJ Smith go walk the plank. I want to see them flush that whole nightmare of a management crew down the turlet. So that we could finally get back to some the turlet.
Okay.
So we could finally get back to some good football here in Southern California.
All right.
So just look out. Look out for the
So those are clickies. All players that we believe that you should go out and start if you are looking. You know, you find yourself where you have an injury and you need a replacement, go get pick up some of those players. They should still be available.
And if you still think that there's bye weeks going on, hang it up.
Yeah, it should be done. All right, Jeffrey Flicks.
Going to the bench.
Well, first guy I'm sending to the bench, believe it or not, speaking of San Diego, and what I believe is the slow motion.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it. Phillip Rivers.
Oh.
I know he is number 4 or 5 in most leagues in scoring, but I believe 10 points is all he's going to muster in this critical game against Oakland. Oakland's
you want
pass defense.
Bet? I say we go another side bet, $10.
$10? I'm all over that. Will you give him 12?
I'll give you, he gets 12 or more, yes.
If he gets 12 or more, I pay you $10. If he gets 11 or less, you pay me $10.
That is correct.
I'm going to do it.
Done.
I'm gonna do it. Done. Fist pump.
$10. There you go.
I'm
going to enjoy that at like Chipotle or something.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
I can't get out of any place for under $10 these days.
Really?
What is it about this? If I bring my own drink, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I think they're charging more for drinks.
For drinks, yeah.
It's
drinks
like $3.50. It's like,
no,
what?
I have been being really good.
Yeah.
And drinking water. I have this cool little container thing where I can refill it with water.
Does it have a secret compartment in the bottom where you could stash stuff?
No. But it's like a plastic safe. You could refill this bottle with water.
Uh-huh.
And so I've been drinking. So I carry that thing around with me all the place. All over.
And if you need to jack up someone's computer because they're mean, you just pour it on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
there's your problem right there.
Well, you spilled something.
There's your problem right
there. Well,
where the hell does water come from?
Liquid in it. So I take that and I just buy food and I don't have to buy drinks. Because drinks jack your price
they
up
totally
by three,
do.
$4.
I went by Pee-wee today. Pie-way. But I call it Pee-wee. Mm-hmm. And I was just, I was taking it to go and I'm like, $8.25 for my Mandarin Gung Pao beef? Wow. It's always $11. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are charging $3 for drinks?
Yep, pretty much.
I don't go anywhere now without my own iced tea.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
Don't buy drinks at the
restaurant. And I'm not talking alcohol. We're talking the soda from the fountain that costs them a half a penny.
2.5 cents.
No, honestly, the price of that crap... That syrup that they run through the machine that adds the carbonated water.
Everything's gotten more expensive in this economy.
Why? Because fuel prices?
Yeah.
$1.75 gas I put in my car?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
It was very nice to fill up my...
Swing!
Fill up my car for under $40.
Yeah! Filled up Didi's 2009 Murano. $40, baby! 21 gallons of gas!
Yep, 21 gallons. I got it.
Oh,
my gosh. $39.40 or
something. That was so cool.
It was under $40.
Use your Costco card, get 3% back on top of that, and we're loving life in the big city.
I didn't have to go to Costco. I just did it right here.
No, you can fill up anywhere and use your Costco Amex card if you have one of those, and you save 3% more.
There you go.
There's your shopping tip for the day, courtesy of Fantasy Football Rants and Raves.
All right.
You didn't know you get shopping tips,
too.
Are
you ready for
this time of year?
For my clicks? I'm going to give you a couple. I'm going to give you two flicks.
Now, wait a minute. We're on the tight end
Position. No,
flick. I took care of that. We got to flick tight ends now.
You just flicked. No, quarterback.
I didn't flick a tight end.
We're at quarterback, dog. You just
I just finished work. I'm
you
sorry.
You just flip Philip Rivers.
I know.
So it's my turn now.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to give you a couple of them.
I just wanted you to acknowledge my excuse that I just walked in from my office.
That's very nice.
I did. And so I'm just, my brain's a little fried.
Okay.
I've been Mr. Mom tonight. The wife's having a long night out with there's people in from D.C. that she has to entertain.
I understand.
And so, you know.
Keep moving forward, though.
We're moving forward. We're never looking
back.
I'm
going to give you two. And just think of it as a gift from Steven Miranda.
Merry Christmas.
First, don't even think about Ken Dorsey from the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, no.
If you're like really, really desperate and you're like, oh, I just need to, I'm going to try Ken Dorsey because he had that one game.
When he
played for San Francisco, he had that one game. It was so good. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I'm going to give you that one for free. Okay.
I'm not sure that anyone actually needed that.
All right. Well, I thought I would just give it to you for free anyway.
All righty.
I believe that my flick of the week, Jeffrey, give me a drum roll, please.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to require a drum roll.
Yes, I need a drum roll.
I'll see what I can do. Nope, you're not going to get it.
All right. Well, anyways, it is Cincinnati Bengal quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick going up against the Indianapolis Colts. Their defense has all of a sudden become the reason why the Indianapolis Colts are doing so well. A dollar short, and it's all kinds of short. Anyways,
if it's short, just let it be. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I've had a very interesting day myself. Okay, so there you go. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Cincinnati Bengals. Don't even think about it. And the same goes for Ken Dorsey of the Cleveland Browns.
All righty.
Flicking a running back, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm not liking pretty much the next two guys that are going against Baltimore. Clinton Portis, Washington Redskins. He's got the injury issues, and the Raven destruction machine says, bad for you, bad for me.
All right, that's really interesting because I'm going on the other side of the ball, and
you're taking the Baltimore.
Willis McGahee of the Baltimore Ravens.
Not a bad flick either.
He's also going against the Redskins, which pretty good against the run.
Yes, they are.
And Willis McGahee right now, we don't really know what Baltimore is doing as far as the run game is concerned. We don't know if they're going to be using him or if they're using Ray Rice or if they're losing McClain. We don't know what Baltimore's running game.
Well, that's the whole thing. They don't have running back by committee. Yeah. They have running back by city.
I don't even know what you're doing. So
by jurisdiction.
Right now, I just don't feel that they're really working McGahee, and that's why I'm on the other side of the ball. Don't play Willis McGahee running back.
Should be a great game, though. Looking forward to seeing
it. It's going to be good. Sunday night football. We're going to move on. Flicking wide receivers, Jeffrey.
Let me get us started again. I said I was staying on that side of the fence over there in Baltimore, and I'm flicking Washington Redskins Santana Moss. Horrible matchup for someone who hasn't found the end zone in over a month.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Santana Moss is usually gold, but something's happened to him over the last 5-6 weeks. Ooh. I don't know what it is, but it ain't getting better when you go up against Baltimore.
It is not.
There you go.
Santana Moss. I am going to – this is a big name.
Oh,
here.
Big name.
All right. Wide receiver Braylon Edwards of the Cleveland Browns.
Why? Just because he drops every pass thrown his way?
Yeah, that, and he's got nobody throwing him the ball now.
So
if you saw him drop passes that actually hit him in the hands.
Yeah, when Brady
now
Clinton
was
throwing
the
ball.
Now he's going to be dropping passes that are going to be like over his head. A
couple that direct got to him, and now who is throwing him the ball?
Ken Dorsey.
Oh, that was the warning.
Hence the warning, yeah. So Braylon Edwards, it's not going to happen, man. He got nada.
All right, and I am doing the – I'm sticking in there. That Washington-Baltimore game, man, has just got some really bad matchups. And I'm going Todd Heap. In the past 4 weeks, Heap had 14 receptions and 3 touchdowns. So, you know, he's not being used as a blocker as much, but that is going to change and be very necessary for them to get anything done this week there with the Baltimore Ravens if they're actually going to stick it to the Redskins, which I think they probably will.
Yeah.
So they're going to need him in the blocking duties, and I don't think he's going to get the points that people that he sometimes puts up. like the 9 points last week against the Bungles. When he passes to stay back and block, you get games like Philadelphia where he got 2 points, the Giants where he got 1 point. Then when he doesn't have to block at Houston, he gets 17 points.
There you go.
So.
All right, and my final flick of the week, tight end L.J. Smith of the Philadelphia Eagles. He is just not getting enough looks, and when he does, they are short little 3 and 4
dump
yard
across the
dumps,
middle, and he doesn't just, get the yak to make it worth it.
He's not breaking it. Nope, he's not breaking it. He's mostly getting two, three points there for you at the tight end position, and that's just not enough from your tight end. So there you have it.
Those are all the people we got.
Go to the bench.
Clicks and flicks. Those were the flicks. Jeffrey, anything else going for you?
I don't know. Just
work it, work, busy bee.
That's right. We are busy. Tomorrow night we will come with our NFL show, our Week 14 preview show. And the Naz will be joining us back next week. Is that correct?
For the final week for playoffs. And that final will be our week. That will probably be our final in a
well,
fantasy
we got
football
2 weeks
show
of playoffs, 15 and 16. So.
Yeah. Well, we got playoffs.
Probably people will probably be wondering.
Yeah, probably. But
probably
again,
two more fantasy shows.
If you are put it this way, if you've made it into the playoffs, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and you probably don't need us very much.
That's
anymore.
My point. Yeah. Is that you are looking. I love with my teams that are going to the playoffs. You know what it looks like when you go, if especially with ESPN software, you go in there and you see your lineup, and you see. You see what their ranking, yeah, and all the rankings are below 10,
yeah,
which means they're ranked 4th, they're ranked 8th, they're ranked 7th, they're ranked 6th. Then you've got their total points scored. They're all over 100.
Yeah.
All over 100. You may have a tight end with 89 points.
Yeah.
And then you've got the projections, all sort of nonsense. And it's like, when you see an entire roster of guys over 100 points, you're like, why am I even bothering to tweak with this?
Yeah.
Well, you do anyways because you want to make sure that somebody doesn't beat you by a point and you don't kick yourself all the way to the bank.
I like it when I have a roster, when I go to ESPN, I have a roster, and every single position
yeah
is in the top 10.
That's right.
And you're just like...
That's exactly that's what I'm saying.
That's the team right
that's
there.
That's right. And you're yeah like, why would I even screw with this? Well, you still want to look at the matchups. You actually do. Steven believes that you start your... See, I almost went into flicking the TO thing.
Yeah.
Because I really am ambivalent about T.O. in one league because I've got a really good alternative to T.O.
Sure.
But T.O. is just, man, when he's on.
And the last couple weeks he's
been
on.
He has been on. They finally
have
started reworking their offense.
It's really funny.
Because they had taken him out of his game.
After the game where he had the huge game for almost 200 yards. Yeah, 213 yards or whatever.
Yeah.
And the touchdown. Some other site said, now's the time to trade him. Get rid of him now because
he's got
not,
high value now. People are going to perceive him. Remember, and buy high, sell low.
And so then the following week he goes out and gets 98 yards, another touchdown, and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Well, yes.
You know what, though? He was looking like a major disappointment. He made his stink, and what they did, the offensive coordinator took note and said, you know what? We got to design some plays specifically for T.O. because we can't keep doing what we did last year.
Right.
Because no one was ready for him, but now they are, so we've got to change it up.
Right.
The game of football is constantly, if it's anything, it is a game of adjustments.
It is fluid, baby. It is fluid.
And so you can't, if you sit static, you will get bupkis.
Yes.
And they have changed up their playbook and added some plays with some unique wrinkles
some motion
that allows T.O. to get open.
Not necessarily moving T.O. in motion, moving
no
other people in motion
yes
to create matchups.
Decoys.
And the next thing you know, it's like, oh.
Oh, single covers to T.O.?
With a
hello
linebacker. How did that happen?
The big fat guy's like, no!
Yeah.
No, not that!
So that was pretty easy. So there you go. I still he and Romo together on several of my teams.
Rowans.
They have pushed me over the hump and gotten me into the playoffs in a couple leagues.
So. And there's nothing finer when you're looking at your lineup and you see your quarterback with 300 points.
Yes.
You're like, that's three guys. Yeah. That's three guys right there and one guy.
Good
I like that.
Stuff. Good
fantasy
stuff.
Football, man. It's a drug. It's addictive. I love it. I'm going to miss it.
Are you?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
you're not
I mean,
doing
in our,
it anymore?
No, I'm.
You're
it's
done
playoffs
with fantasy football.
It's going to end in a few weeks, no matter what. Okay,
it's not ending for me, man.
Oh, you're going off season?
You're
going to go off fantasy
play,
flag football?
No,
you're going to go down to the park.
No, you play playoff fantasy football. Yeah, baby. We'll come on, Jeff. I'll bring you over to the dark side some more.
You brought me to so many dark sides that I look like a black man.
All right. There you go. Me making Jeff into a black man.
Shucky ducky quack quack.
That's all the time we've got for this week. Week 14. Go out there and get into the playoffs, baby.
And if you can't get into the playoffs, knock somebody out of the playoffs.
This has been Stephen Miranda.
And the very happy Jeff Ellis.
For Fantasy Football Rants and Raves.
Good thing about America is you could always come back next year.
Come back next year.
If you gotta knock him out.